Welcome to the Sicha this week in Project Lakuta Sichas. We're learning Sicha Beis of Parshas Vayigash, page 151. This is a Sicha where the Rebbe will discuss a Rashi, and this is after Yosef discloses himself to his brothers and is sending them back to his father. And the Pasuk here tells us with what Yosef sent his brothers to his father. Ba'a Pasuk, Ula'aviv Shalach Kazais. So to his father he sent the following: Asara chamayrim noisim mituv Mitzrayim, 10 donkeys carrying from the good things of Mitzrayim, Vesara seinis geimer, and 10 female donkeys. Maitik Rashi esatevis sholach kazayis umefarish. So Rashi brings the two words of the pasuk sholach kazayis and explains as follows: Kecheshbin azeh, he sent this amount. What's the amount he sent? Asara chamayrim v'gaymer, the 10 donkeys that it says in the pasuk. That's it. That's the Rashi. So seemingly we could say, what is Rashi coming to clarify here in the pasuk? The kasha Rashi bakosov. The question Rashi has is the tevis kazais miyusarasi. This word kazais is an extra word. The havalele meimar. The pasuk should have said ulo aviv sholach asara chamayrim v'gaymer. He sent to his father 10 donkeys. That word kazais is totally extra. You see what he sent? Luchay mefarish. So therefore Rashi says, shatevas kazais, the word kazais, pirusha, kecheshbin, hazechulu, the following amount. So Rashi is saying the pasuk is coming to clarify that he sent the following amount. What exactly is the pasuk letting you know with this? I know, shemzeh madgisha kosov. With this, the pasuk emphasizes, shahoya kecheshbin hazeh. That it was this specific amount that it says here in the pasuk that he sent, asara chamayrim v'gaymer, lepachis v'lo yaser, not less and not more, and v'gam lematanas acheres she'ein eskaris b'kosov, and no other gifts were sent to his father that is not mentioned in the pasuk. That's the word kazais to specify and say it's specifically this that he sent to his father. Aval pirish ze kosher b'yaser. This pshat in Rashi is very difficult to understand. Why would I think that Yosef sent something not the way it's explicitly explained in the pasuk? And the pasuk has to emphasize and say that no, Yosef did send exactly this amount. Even if it would not say the following, he sent his father the donkeys and so on, would be obvious that this is what he sent. So other mafarshim say that what Rashi means is as follows: Shemilas kazayis hamiyuseres, the extra word of kazayis is emayre ki lo shalach Yosef la'aviv asara chamayrim. So it tells us that he actually did not send the 10 donkeys and the 10 female donkeys. Akachi ka'am akra. This is what the pasuk is saying. Ula'aviv shalach ve'agolois, he sent to his father, loaded up in wagons, kezais v'gaymer. The following, in other words, kaloyma kecheshbin azeh, like this amount, shehu hamaso shalasar chamayrim cholo. The amount that you would have to load up 10 donkeys, that's the amount, the load, that he loaded up the wagons with. But he never sent these donkeys. The chamayrim that are mentioned in the pasuk are just telling you the weight or the load that he sent loaded up in the wagons. That's the idea. That's the meaning of the word kazais. Aval bepashtus yefshel lefarish kein bepirish Rashi. Simply, you can't learn Rashi this way. Sharehu madgish b'lashaynay kechesh binazeh. Rashi says it's this amount. Umawa cheshbin. And then Rashi goes on to say the pasuk will tell you what that amount is. Shepirish the cheshbin hu mispar. The meaning of the word cheshbin is a number, an amount. Vilo is a kavanasa sharashi lefarish. Shaloi shalach hamayrim. If Rashi is coming to explain and clarify that he did not send this amount and these donkeys that are mentioned in the pasuk, ela maso shayut chamayrim v'cholo. He sent the load that 10 donkeys could carry. Havel elameimar leke cheshbin azeh ele kamasa azeh. Rashi shouldn't have said cheshbin, the amount. Rashi should have said this load that he loaded up the wagons. So in the language of Rashi, it's pretty clear that he does not mean to say that he sent the load of this amount. Ubefrat, and even more specifically, shemipashtus loshon hakosov, from the simple language of the pasuk itself, sholach kazois asara chamayrim noisim geimer, he sent the 10 donkeys carrying the load, mashmo'uso chamayrim mamash, he sent donkeys. V'ilu hoisa kavanas Rashi, ha'mefarish pshuta shel mikra, lefpirish ha'moitzias ha'kosuk mipshutai. If Rashi here is explaining the pasuk in a way that it takes the pasuk out of a simple pshat, hoya kosuv is a besignan habar gamla ben chomish le mikra. Rashi would have written this in a clear fashion that it would be clear for even a child learning this to see that he's changing from the simple meaning of the way the pasuk is said. So the fact that Rashi doesn't say this, it's clear that Rashi means kecheshben hazeh, that he actually sent the donkeys the way it's described in the pasuk. So our question remains, what is Rashi explaining here? Gam tzorach lahavin. Also, there are the following questions on Rashi. Aleph, lama maitik Rashi me'akosav gam tevas shalach. Why is Rashi quoting from the pasuk the word shalach? Halele bala farish ela ayitur de tevas kazayis shebekra. According to the pshat that we're saying, the word that's bothering Rashi that's extra is the word kazayis. Beis, achrish Rashi kaysa kechesh ben azeh. After Rashi says the following amount, mamshech baloshen shayla. Rashi repeats it and says again as a question, umahu acheshbin? What is that amount? Asarach hamayin v'goyim, the 10 donkeys. Why doesn't Rashi say shorter? The following number, the following amount, with the 10 donkeys. Why is Rashi repeated a second time? What is this cheshbon? Then Rashi brings what it says in the pasuk. He sends him from the good things in Mitzrayim. And Rashi explains two pshatim. In the Gemara we find Shashalach lo yayin yoshon. He sent him wine, old wine, shetaz, kenim, noicha, heimena, that older people enjoy, have pleasure from drinking this. So that's what he sent his father. Medrash Agode, in the Medrash it says, grisen shel pul. Split beans is what he sent to his father. The two pshatim. Tzarech lehoven. So in this Rashi we need to understand the following. Aleph, the first thing is, yidua shekeshe Rashi mefarish beis pirushim binyan echad. Whenever Rashi brings two different interpretations in one subject, one pshat would not suffice to explain the details of the pasuk. The questions you have on one pshat are not on the second pshat, so therefore you bring both. The first pshat Rashi brings is always closer to the simpler pshat than the second pshat. That's why he brings it first. So, Benidin Didan, over here the question is, why is Rashi bringing two different interpretations of what the good things in Mitzrayim are? And how is the first pshat, that he sent him old wine, better and closer to the pshat of the pasuk than the second pshat that he sent him split beans? Beis, another question here is, Darkish or Rashi b'roiv ha'makaymus. It's Rashi's style of writing in most places. Kishemevi pirish mi medrashi chazal. He brings a pshat from the medrash. Hu kaisev rabiseinu darshu. He quotes it as our rebbes, our teachers darshan. V'chayetzev is there, or similar. Kishemaisev, pirish sheni kaisev. Usually when Rashi brings a second pshat, Rashi would say, dover acher v'chayetzev is there, another pshat. Mibli letzayim v'kayresh ala pirushim. He usually does not tell you from where he's quoting his pshat, in the Gemara, in medrash v'chulu, whether he's taking it from Gemara or medrash. Ulam benidin didan. Here in this Rashi, meisif b'shnei pirushim shemekayram b'gemara. In the first pshat, Rashi tells you find this in the Gemara, and then ubemedrash agada. Second pshat comes from the medrash. Shemizem muvan sheyidias mekayrish shall call pirush kan toisif avana ba pirushim. Over here, knowing the source of the two pshatim he brings will give you a better understanding of these pshatim. V'tzarich lahavin ma meisif tzina mekayrish lepirushav ba'avanas apirushim atzma. What does it add to the understanding of the pshatim itself by adding the sources? Gimel, the third question on this Rashi is, Gam tzorach lov v'shinei yaloshim b'Rashi be'aviyes apirushim me'gemaru mi'medrash agada. When Rashi quotes the pshat from the Gemara and the pshat from the Medrash, there's a difference in the way Rashi quotes it. Aleph, number one, v'pirish harishim meisif Rashi atam loma bocha Yosef l'shloach yayin yoshon. In the first pshat, Rashi explains, why did Yosef decide to send old wine? And he explains that as a kind of noichem and the older people enjoy it. Mashenkim bepirushi abeis in the second pshat. Enemavai lo mashalach grisen shel pul. Rashi does not explain why Yosef chose to send split beans. Beis bepirusha aleph kaisiv in the first pshat. Rashi writes matzinu begemara. We find this in the Gemara. Ulachayde matzinu meyusar. The word matzinu we find in the Gemara is extra. The second pshat, Rashi doesn't say we find in the medrash, he just says that this is the medrash. Rashi should have used, this is the more common language, Pirshu b'gemara. The Gemara explains, why does Rashi use the expression matsinu b'gemara? We find in the Gemara. Gimel, another detail here, lomarat maitik Rashi ma gemara gamateva is shesholach loy yayin yoshan. That he sent him old wine. Those two words, shalach loy. In this Rashi, he's coming to explain what is Tuv Mitzrayim. And for that, all Rashi has to say is that the meaning of Tuv Mitzrayim is Yayin Yoshan, old wine. There's a mistake here, and it says Pirish Aleph. Like Rashi writes in the second pshat, he doesn't say he sent him split beans, he just says, the Medrash says that Tuv Mitzrayim is Grisan Shopul. So we have two Rashis here, two very unassuming, simple, short Rashis that the Rebbe asks all these questions here. The first Rashi, it's not understood at all what Rashi is coming to say. I mean, seemingly Rashi is addressing the extra word of Kazais, but it's not clear exactly what he's explaining. And in the second Rashi, Rashi brings these two Pirushim, old wine or split beans, and Rashi quotes it from the Gemara and the Medrash, and the Rebbe will explain exactly why Rashi brings these two Pirushim and the way Rashi quotes it. So the explanation in all this is as follows. The question that Rashi has over here in this pasuk, it's not only the fact that the word kazais is extra. Yeah, that as well, but that's not only that. There's a general question to be asked over here on the whole story that it explains here that Yosef sent his father the 10 donkeys carrying from the good things of Mitzrayim. What's the question? The parsha Seinu Mesuper, it's told in the parsha she Yosef Amar LeEchov. Yosef told his brothers, Maru va'alu aloviv amartem elo v'goymer, quickly go up to your father and tell him, and the v'achakach umihartem v'hiratem es ovi heino. After you tell your father that I'm here, that I'm still alive in Mitzrayim, quickly bring him down to Mitzrayim. And v'chein, keshakel nishma beis pari goymer, lema, bo achi Yosef. When Pari finds out that the brothers of Yosef came, so us what happens? Go bring your father and come to me. They should immediately return to Mitzrayim with Yaakov their father. And therefore Pari says, Tzivali Yosef leimer lahem. Yosef, he commands Yosef to tell his brothers, go and take wagons for your children, for your wives, and carry your families and bring them, come back here. And the Gam Yosef, and Pari adds as well, don't mind all of your furniture and dishes, you don't have to schlep them all here to Mitzrayim, you'll have the best of Mitzrayim that I'll provide for you. Why is he saying this? He wants to remove anything that might stand in their way of coming quickly to Mitzrayim. So therefore, since they're only returning to Mitzrayim for a short period of time, all having in mind to immediately come back to Mitzrayim, so they don't need that much grain, that much food. They just need food for the way. That time that it'll take them to go and tell their father and gather all their belongings to come down to Mitzrayim. So this is much less wheat and much less grain that they would need than when they came back to Mitzrayim the first time. Then they also took food for the way, but they needed much more because they were staying in Eretz Yisrael. But now that they're coming to Mitzrayim immediately, they needed much less grain. So this is the basic and general question that we have, and the psukim over here as follows. Because of Mavua, she Yosef nasan le'echov as kol mashom alei Pari. The pasuk describes that Yosef followed Pari's orders and he gave his brothers exactly what he said. Tanu as beirchem geimer, that you should load your animals with pirishashi tvua. He loaded them with tvua v'gam tzeda l'aderech. And like Pari told him, he gave them the food for the way. V'achkach Yosef oid v'shalach la'aviv. And then besides that, he added even more that Pari didn't tell him and sent to his father asorach ha'moirim geimer. 10 donkeys, and the 10 asinus, And another 10 donkeys, noises, bar, lechem, mazen, carrying food and bread, and a lot of different things that he sent to his father. So the question over here is, why is Yosef adding and sending all of this to his father, if anyways, his father's coming back down to Mitzrayim immediately? That was the plan, and that was what Pare asked for, and that's what Yosef said, that you're bringing your father right back. So why is he sending all this food to his father, and all of this extra things that he doesn't need for now? That's the basic question that we have here in the parasha. So to answer this, in the few short words of Rashi, the way Rashi explains the word kazois that seems to be extra in the pasuk, this general question becomes answered. Mefarash Rashi kechesh ben azeh, that Yosef sent to his father like the following amount. The kavanosai, what Rashi is explaining here is, shetevas kazois, when the Torah writes this word kazois, this amount, lekoil anemo lekamon bepasuk zeh, it's not referring to what it says afterwards in the pasuk, which you see. You see exactly what the amount is, 10 donkeys and so on. Elo kecheshbin hazeh, like this amount, which is cheshbin hayidua kvar. There's an amount that you know from what it says before. Hayne ma mesuper bekosov lefnezeh, from what it says already in the pasuk before. There's a reason why Yosef sent this amount to his father, even though the chayda wasn't needed at that point, but it's based on something that we already read before. As the Rebbe will explain. And this word kazais is explaining why Yosef sent this amount, because it's based on something that Yosef saw before, and therefore he sent this amount. What is it that Yosef saw, and why does he send this amount? So the explanation is as follows. In the psukim before, the Torah tells us, Shaparit Sives Yosef, Pare tells his brother, Yosef to tell his brothers, Amir Alachecha Zais Asu Tanus Beirchem, load up your animals. Hainu meaning Shapare Bishomek Yahe Mache Yosef. When Pare heard that the brothers of Yosef came down to Mitzrayim, this Eir Biyachas Eileyem Me'ein Yachsili Yosef, he was awakened with a certain closeness or a certain relation to them, similar to what Yosef has to his brothers. He felt like he wanted to show them a certain connection and appreciation, and therefore he wanted to give them gifts. He should give his brothers the food to load up the donkeys, and it's going to be matana leYaakov beisa, a matana for Yaakov and his family. That's what Pare was doing here. Pare was nesoider to give a gift. So if that's what happened here, so we can now understand the im Pare. If Pare b'shosh shomek kibo ache Yosef, when he hears about the brothers of Yosef, and he hears about the fact that Yosef has a brother living in Eretz Canaan, he became inspired to the extent that he sent all these matonis to Yaakov. It says Yechov Beis, but it should be kolkach matonis to Yaakov. So kavuchayim li Yosef, most definitely Yosef himself, shebishazu yishlach matonis la'aviv, that it's only appropriate that he as well should send gifts to his father. And he should send more than Pare. His brothers are going to come back to their father, and they're going to say, here, these are the gifts that Pare sent. And what did Yosef send? So of course it's appropriate that even though the plan is that he's coming right back to Mitzrayim, so there's no point in sending anything, but if Pare is showing his closeness by sending these gifts, so Yosef is sending gifts as well, and even more than Pare. And therefore the pasuk says, Ulo Aviv Shalach Yosef Me'atzmai, to his father, Yosef decided on his own initiative to send extra things, more than what Pare told him, Levad Mitzivi Parei, Kazois, this amount, Kechesh Ben Azeh, similar to what Pare sent. The same number that Pare sent, which is Asara Chamayrim, 10 donkeys, as the Rebbe will explain and point out, from where we see that Pare sent the number 10. So Yosef was sending the same amount. And in addition to sending the number 10, like Pare sent, he added double and also sent 10 female donkeys filled with good things of Mitzrayim. So the kazais refers back to what Yosef saw, the way Pare responded, and the way he was sending gifts. So kazais, Yosef responded in the same way and said, it's only appropriate that I should send the same amount and double that. This was all as a gift. V'leila parnasa ba. This was not to feed them. Kilehoy tzrichim l'shiluach kezela parnasasam kanasiv gimel. It wasn't necessary to give them the food to feed them because they're coming back to Mitzrayim. But this was all to be sent as a gift, like Pari did. Therefore, Rashi brings from the pasuk the word sholach. Rashi is not only coming to explain the word, the extra word kazais, but Rashi is coming to explain the sholach kazais, that Yosef took his own initiative in addition to what Pare told him and sent gifts to his father. Sholach kazais, that's the point that Rashi is coming to address and explain here. Now, the Rebbe will explain from where do we see that the amount that Pare sent was in the number of 10, and therefore Yosef is sending kazais in the same amount. So Rashi continues, Umahu Acheshbin. What is that amount that Yosef saw Pare sent? Asarach HaMayrim V'Gayim, the number 10. The Kavanasi Bezeh, when Rashi emphasizes this again, Kilifi Anal, the Cheshbin Azeh, Haino Acheshbin Shal Matnas Pare, based on what we explained, that what Yosef sends is the same amount of the gifts that Pare sent, Ain't a move on. You might have the following question. Why are we saying that Pare sent this amount of 10? Kol Achei Yosef, it was all the brothers of Yosef, Kol Gam Binyamin, including Binyamin as well, Hayu Az B'Mitzrayim, were all there in Mitzrayim. Nimtza Shoyel Ahem Yud Alav Chameir Latina B'Tfuah. So presumably they all came with their donkey, so therefore you have 11 donkeys here in Mitzrayim to send back 11 donkeys loaded with good things from Mitzrayim. Kishoma Pare L'Yosef Amayel Achecha Tanas Birchem. So if Pare tells Yosef, load up your animals, Hitinu Yud Alav Chameir Mitzivi Pare. Shouldn't we assume that that's 11 donkeys that were loaded with what Pare commanded Yosef to give them? V'imkein, eich nefarish kazais, how could we say that when Yosef says that I'm sending kazais, like the same amount as Pare, k'cheshben azeh, sh'sholach Pare, harei mefurish sh'Yosef sholach rak cheshben shel asara, v'lo yedalev, Yosef sent less. He only sent 10 donkeys loaded and not 11. So therefore Rashi emphasizes and says again, Umahu Acheshbin, what is this amount that I'm talking about that Yosef saw? Asara. It's actually 10. Lahadgish to emphasize Shazehu Acheshbin. This is actually the amount. Haino Shaparoi, Shalach Rak Acheshbin Azeh Asara Chamayrim. He sent only 10 donkeys, Umatnasa Shay Yosef, his imol Acheshbin Shaparoi. And what Yosef sent was the same in the number as Pare sent. So the question is, though, why is it the same? The kasha kana, but the question is, harei hoi yud alef achim, weren't there 11 brothers? V'lehem yud alef chameirim, so they have 11 donkeys. V'lomet zivim pari lahat nirakas chameireim, shal asarim en v'loi chameire shal yud alef. So then we'll have to assume that Pare only told them to load up 10 of the 11 donkeys. What happened to the 11th donkey? V'oid zayis mipashtus aloshin. Tanu es beirchem stam mashma shetzivo litten es beiram shel achei Yosef mebli hevdol. It says, load up your donkeys, all of them. Doesn't make any distinction. Doesn't say leave one out. So why are we even going to say that he only sent, that Pare that is, only sent 10 donkeys? Amnam habir bezeh muvam enaksuvam akaidnum. But the explanation to this is understood from what we see in the previous psukim. Upashatu kolkach ad she'ein tzairich l'rashi l'farshai. It's so simple and obvious that Rashi does not have to explain this. What does it say before? Bepashish mikates mesupa. Ki bepam erishayna shiyardu achei Yosef lishber ba mitzrayim ikiv Yosef etzlei es Shimon. The first time they came down to Mitzrayim, so Yaakov, so Yosef that is, held back Shimon with him. Didn't allow him go back to his father. Umikivin shahoya rov be'eretz Kanaan. And since it was a hunger in Eretz Kanaan, harei muvan to afshi ikiv es Shimon, although he held back Shimon with him, but harei hoya zerak ke'en mashkim, he's holding Shimon as a collateral, that they'll come back, but the ain inyan la'akev chamayre. But he didn't hold back his donkey. Shimon's donkey went back to Eretz Yisrael. Ubavada le'akev es chamayre. Kiyim hitin es chamayre b'mazon le'parnosas ovev ubnei beisoy ve'echov lakhu itam. The brothers went back to Eretz Yisrael and they took Shimon's donkey loaded with food back to their father. They needed to have all the space possible to load up with food for the hunger in Eretz Yisrael. So even if he held back Shimon, he didn't hold back his donkey. So now, when they came back the second time, they came back with 10 donkeys. So they only came 10 of them and 10 donkeys. So if so, when Pare commands them to fill up your animals, to go back and bring gifts to Yaakov, how many donkeys are there? Only 10. Because Shimon's donkey is not here. In the footnote, the Rebbe explains why would we assume that Shimon went out and bought another donkey. The Rebbe explains that in the footnote. But it comes out that we see clearly that there were only 10 donkeys here, and it's that amount, kazois, that Yosef also sent gifts to his father, and then he doubled it. He sent the chameidim and the asinus. That's the pshat in the Rashi of kazois. Now the Rebbe goes on to the next Rashi, where Rashi explains what exactly is Tuv Mitzrayim that he sent. Now, you understand that he's sending over here a gift. He's not sending him food that he needs to eat. But he's sending him a gift in the honor of his father. Not for the hunger. In order to honor his father appropriately and fully, he's sending a gift, like in a gift where you want to show your honor, that you see in the gift itself that it's being sent for the honor of his father. And therefore Rashi in his first pshat says, Mituv Mitzrayim, what does it mean that he sent from the good of Mitzrayim? Shalach lo yayin yoshon, he sends him old wine, shedaz, kainim, noicha himeno, that older people enjoy. Hainu meaning, shalach doval, shal nachas ruach, he sends something that will be a pleasure for his father. And he doesn't send him something which Yaakov needs for food, because of the hunger. So he's sending him wine to show him something, pleasure, to show honor as a gift for his father. That's the first pshat that Rashi brings. However, Rashi doesn't stay just with this pshat. Im ki pirish zeh masanim klol des teichen aksuvim. Yes, this pshat fits into the context of the psukim here. Val pizeh muven heitiv taim asher yeseh b'shuluach matan azula aviv. And it's well understood why he sent specifically wine to his father. Because he wasn't stam sending him things for eating. He was sending him something of pleasure to show his honor, a gift for his father. However, ein masim kol kach lepirish hamilois shel metuv Mitzrayim. It doesn't fit with the actual words that it says that he sent from the good of Mitzrayim. Why not? Leimatzinu sheretz Mitzrayim neshtapcha b'yayin. We don't find that Eretz Mitzrayim was a place that was known for its good wine. Vach yikru le mituv Mitzrayim. This is the good of Mitzrayim. Vadarab, le nishtapcha b'ilon is kiyim b'zroim. We find, as Rashi brings before in Parshas Lech Lecha, that Eretz Mitzrayim was a place that there was a lot of vegetables and other things that were planted there, but not trees and not vineyards and not wine. So what does this mean? That he sends him from the good of Mitzrayim, which is wine? L'chein kaysev Rashi. So therefore Rashi says, shepirish zeh mekayre b'gemara. This pshat comes from the Gemara. Shen yana beikir upirish ha-halachas. Gemara, of course, is where it explains all the halachas of Torah. Shal pizeh muvan. So we understand that Masha shalach lo yayin yoshan. This pshat that he sent them old wine. Av shein amasim kol kach bepirish ha-tevis mituv Mitzrayim. It doesn't fit so well into the words mituv Mitzrayim. But ki mitzat ha-halacha de kibud av. Masim hoi l'shloyach yayin yoshan. Looking at the kibud av and the honor that he wanted to give his father by giving him these gifts, it would make sense to say that it was old wine. Old wine, as far as food or drink is concerned, old wine is the best beverage that he could send his father to show the honor to his father. So looking at it from the angle of halacha, we could say that he probably sent him old wine, like it says in the Gemara. U'maydech Rashi b'lashaynai, and Rashi adds a few extra words here to explain this. Matzinu b'gemara sheshalach lechulo. We find in the Gemara that he sent him the old wine. As the Rebbe asked before, why does Rashi have to add the few words, shalach lechulo? In the case of Stam, Rashi doesn't just write Shetuv Mitzrayim, Haina Yayin Yoshon, Kimufurish Begemara, that the good of Mitzrayim is wine. Shebezeh Meramez, with this Rashi hints to you, Sheinze Pirish Atevis Karoga B'chol Makim. He's not translating the words as usual in all other places. Shehare Tevis Elu, Mituv Mitzrayim, Kosha Lefarish Kain. To actually translate the words Mituv Mitzrayim, that the good of Mitzrayim is wine, it's difficult to say so. However, Elisham Leklolus, Teichen Aksuvim, looking more broadly at the whole content of these psukim here, Mizeh Sheyesef, Herbel Leshleach Le'ovev Matanis, that he sent him a lot of gifts, Sarech Leima Shehoye Bezeh Inyin Shal Kibud Av, there was something over here that he expressed the honor to his father, to give him a gift, and therefore Mitzad, this general content of these psukim, it makes sense that he sent him wine. So Shalach Le'im. Looking at what Yosef was trying to achieve with what he sent to his father, we're concluding, like it says in the Gemara, that it was wine. But not that in the words Tov Mitzrayim, this would fit into the interpretation of those words. Olachein kaysev Rashi, and therefore Rashi, when he brings this pshat, he says, Al pirish zeh sherak matzinu b'gemara. We find this in the Gemara. Shematnasim etuv Mitzrayim, hoysa yayin yoshan, that the gift that he sent was old wine. And also, as we pointed out, Rashi adds the words shalach lai, this is what he sent. Because with this we understand not only why he sent him from the best of Mitzrayim, we understand also when it says in shalach lai, meaning that Yosef is on his own initiative sending this to his father. That by writing this, we understand, or by the fact that he sent the wine, we can understand why it is that he sent these gifts to his father. So we find this in the Gemara. We find in the Gemara the fact that Yosef sent this, even though in the Pshat of the Pasuk, in the words Mituv Mitzrayim, it doesn't necessarily fit in. However, we find in the Gemara this idea that looking at it from an angle of halacha, this is the way you honor your father, by sending something which is the best. And therefore, this was the whole thing that Yosef was trying to accomplish, shalach lai, to send him something to show him the special honor that he wants to give his father. However, now that Rebbe will explain why Rashi brings a second shot, as we've explained, it doesn't fit into the words mituv Mitzrayim. The wine wasn't actually the good things of Mitzrayim. Maybe Rashi ate pirish, therefore Rashi brings a second pshat. The Medrash says that he sent them split beans. We could understand better why it says he sent them from the good of Mitzrayim. This is what grows and plants, and this is from the best of Mitzrayim. This specifically was a very important or a very choshev of food in Mitzrayim. Moving gamkin lo mashalach loy dovaze. So it's understood why he sent them this. Ki harezeu mishvacha shel Mitzrayim. This is from the best that grows in Mitzrayim. Vei Rashi tzarech lefarsh. This is Rashi, something that Rashi doesn't have to explain like he does in the first pshat when it comes to wine. So it comes to wine, you start wondering how does wine come to Mitzrayim. So there Rashi has to explain why he sent the wine. But over here when it comes to beans, that you understand that beans grow in Mitzrayim, and this is from the best that grows in Mitzrayim. So this is the second pshat, which fits better in the actual words of Mituv Mitzrayim. Aval Eidach, but on the other hand, this is only the second pshat. Pirish Zeh, Shetuv Mitzrayim, Hayadov Shal Mazayin, this interpretation that Tuv Mitzrayim refers to beans, which is a food, regular food. So it doesn't fit into the whole context of what's happening here. He was sending this as a gift to show honor to his father. Therefore Rashi brings it only as a second pshat. The main pshat Rashi brings is he's sending his father something that his father will enjoy. It fits better in with the general context of this parasha that he's sending a gift to his father, as we've explained before. So those are the two pirushim here in Rashi. Hine, however, the Rebbe will clarify further the second pshat of Rashi. Gam la pirish, grisen shel pul, even in the second pshat, that he sent split beans, mistava loimar, it's logical to say, the Yosef bocha bezed dafke, that he chose specifically split beans, loirak mitam shehu mituv Mitzrayim, not only because this is from the good in Mitzrayim, ela sheyesh boi shaiches gam l'teichen ha-shliches sheshalach Yosef la'aviv. There's something here in the content of the shliches that he's sending his brothers to his father, that Yosef is hinting by sending specifically split beans. And therefore Rashi is precise in quoting this by saying that he's quoting something from the Medrash. And doesn't use the usual language that Rashi would write, Dover Acher, a second pshat. We could find a hint in the connection of why Yosef specifically sent the split beans to his father. Here the Rebbe has a beautiful pshat, what you see in split beans. Explanation is as follows. Yosef knew good and well the kashiyachsru echov l'knan v'yevasru l'aviv shayid Yosef chai. They're going to come back and they're going to tell the father that Yosef is still alive. This great news, tigrim loy gam hergesh al tzar, it'll actually also come along with some pain. Here's where Yaakov is going to figure out and find out what happened to Yosef, that his brother sold him down to Mitzrayim. What kind of a terrible thing he'll find out about. So therefore Yosef definitely tried as much as possible to prevent or at least minimize the pain of his father when he finds out about this. And even if you're going to say that the brothers did not reveal to Yaakov what happened, how he came down to Mitzrayim. Definitely, this also brings up the pain of all these years, the 22 years that he wasn't with his son Yosef. So that itself will be awakened again, the fact that he missed his son for this such a long period of time. So Yosef made an effort to minimize any pain his father will have when he finds out that he's still alive in Mitzrayim. So now we can say, this is also the reason why Yosef tells them to tell his father, Yaakov, the Eibishter has appointed me as a master over Mitzrayim. He's telling his father, this is all happening by the Eibishter himself. Yosef ain't in Mitzrayim klal. And Yosef is saying, Father, I'm not complaining at all. Look, I became a master. The Eibishter placed me in a very good position here. So he's trying to minimize any pain that his father will feel. Coming back now to the beans that Yosef sent, the split beans, l'chein shalach Yosef l'aviv grisin shel pul, split beans, ki bezer remez, as a hint here, l'aviv she'en le'tztayr al mechirasa l'mitzrayim. He's hinting him to understand that he shouldn't have any pain about the fact that he was sold to Mitzrayim. V'hatam, and the reason is, grisin shel pul, hu maichol she'kitni es prudes l'chalokim. These are beans that are split into parts. It's this food, which is split into pieces, is the most special food in Mitzrayim. So what Yosef here is hinting to his father is, sometimes it could be possible that something will come to a tremendous benefit only after you separate them. Like it is with these beans. And the same is here as well, Yosef is saying to his father. Only through the fact that Yosef was separated. Then they sold him to Mitzrayim, and he was separated from the rest of them. This brought out the good result of that now I'm here to provide for you the parnasa, the food that you need in this time period. And therefore Yaakov should not be concerned about what happened here, that he was sold to Mitzrayim, because sometimes this is the way things are, that you come to a tremendous tayeles through separating. And that's what happened here with Yosef, that was separated with him from his brothers. So this explains as well, even better, why in this pshat, Rashi doesn't explain a reason why Yosef chose specifically these split beans. When Rashi writes that he's quoting this from the Medrash, which is uncharacteristic for Rashi to let you know where he takes his pshat from, Rashi is hinting to you, look into the Medrash, think about this in different terms, or you'll realize that there is a remez here in sending these beans, the split beans, to be meramis to Yaakov, that for the Eibishter has a plan why Yosef had to be separated from his brothers. Beautiful. So this explains the two pirushim and Rashi, why he sent the Yayin Yoshan, and also why he sent the grisin shel pul, the split beans. Yayin shel teira shebepirush Rashi. We can take out a deeper inyan in the Yayin shel teira of Rashi. Chayre kasha. There's still a question here. Ala pirush shalach lo Yayin Yoshan, on the pshat that he sent him old wine. When you send a gift to your friend to show him honor or to give him pleasure, you want to send him something that you know he doesn't have otherwise. So then this is precious and this will cause him pleasure. Over here, from where did Yosef know that Yaakov doesn't have old wine in Eretz Yisrael? If he sends him the split beans, that's food. So in a time of hunger, they didn't have any food, so the split beans will be appreciated. But if he sent him old wine, from where did Yosef know that Yaakov will appreciate this? Even in a time of hunger, but the wine he may have still had. So why is Yosef sending him old wine, which would be something which is appreciate it because he doesn't have. This is also answered based on what Rashi already told us earlier on. They drank and they got drunk with him when the brothers came to Yosef. So Rashi there says, from the day that he was sold, they never drank wine. And Yosef didn't drink wine either. On that day, when they came to Yosef here in Mitzrayim the second time, they drank with him wine. Hainu meaning, b'meshachov beis shanim, for 22 years. Umuvan, it's understood that if Yosef or his brothers both did not drink wine, sh'b'mechav le'shasa yayin kozman zeh, v'gam Yosef le'shasa, sh'mizeh muvan she'ein zeh b'tur tshuva. They weren't refraining from drinking wine as a means of doing tshuva, because Yosef as well did not drink wine and he didn't have to do tshuva for anything. Kiim ipnei atzar, but rather they didn't drink wine because of this pain of the separation. Alachas kama v'kama, most definitely sheYakov sheis albagaim leshasa yayin chov b'shana. So Yaakov, all this time that was mourning on the loss of his son Yosef, did not drink any wine. Umuvenes. So if so, it's understood. Hanoichid daitoi sheyiyeh leYaakov kisheYosef matzia lishtos v'shaleich yayin yashan. When Yosef is offering and sending him old wine to drink, it's understood that Yaakov would appreciate this. After 22 years, not drinking any wine. So now, based on this, we can give another beautiful reason in the deeper pshat in Rashi here. Besides what Rashi writes clearly, that older people appreciate old wine. Why is he sending his father old wine? With this, Yosef is hinting to his father Yaakov. Sha'af b'hiyoseh b'mitzrayim, even being in Mitzrayim all of these years, lo'ovad b'tchoynei b'ashem, he never lost his b'tochen in the Yevishter, sha'od Yisroem aviv, that he's going to see his father once again. U'lechein, af shal l'shosa yayin, yes, he did not drink wine all of this time, but yayin m'shumar etzlein meshech zman rav, he has wine that he kept all of this time, at shanasi yayin yoshan, it was old wine, 22 years old, b'chdei sh'yiyem m'namuchan b'voya zman, when the time is going to come, he'll take out the bottle of wine to say l'chaim and to share it with his father. So from this we have a powerful lesson regarding every person in his aveda. Even when a person is found in a situation where the restrictions and the limitations of the world, which usually by a person, what are they? Whether physical things that are causing a person to become preoccupied and overwhelmed, and other things in his environment, they're disturbing a person of serving the Eibishter. A person should never give up hope. On the contrary, a person should always strengthen himself with his absolute bitachon in the Eibishter. He'll definitely have success, even in his physical matters, and in a way that it should not become any contradiction or any disturbance for fulfilling Torah mitzvahs. Even if a person is found in a situation where things are difficult, but a person should always have the hope that the Eibishter is going to help him and make things better for him in a way that will be able to serve Hashem properly. Then there's another lesson here. Al derech matnas Yosef lo'aviv shlehois al pi tzivui pari melech Mitzrayim. So just like the gifts that Yosef sent to his father. So it was not what Pari commanded him to send. This was something that Yosef sent on his own initiative. And we don't find that he asked Pari permission to take these things, these extra things from Mitzrayim and send to his father. Haini, what does this mean? The kishabale inyan shel mitzvah. When it comes to a mitzvah, which is mitzvah's kibudav, to show and express honor to his father, lo yischasiv Yosef klalim Pari. Yosef did not think about what Pari's opinion is. V'kiyim a mitzvah behid the gadol v'chulu, and he's fulfilling the mitzvah with the greatest beauty, with the greatest hider, sending his father all these gifts. Kainu b'avaydus kol echad v'echad, and the same is true by every yid. Kashabol yodai inyin shalteidu mitzvahs. When you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, ein l'eschashiv klal v'ma mitzorim v'agbolas d'ilam hazeh, do not at all pay attention to any limitations of the world. The Yekayim is a mitzvah's behider. Grab the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah in the most beautiful way. And by this kind of behavior, not only will you have success in serving the Eibishter, in learning Torah, and doing mitzvahs, Ela Shagam, Kolin, Yonav, Agashmiyim, Matzlichim Loi. Then you'll see success, even also in all of your material, physical matters as well.